Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
All right, everybody, Chuck and Julie.
Chuck just sat down. He's preparing for hours. He's been at the desk, the truth straight up desk. I mean, he just wandered back in from getting lunch, I think. You're doing something incredibly important, saving humanity, making the world a better place. Hey,
Chuck, I always like to do. Julie's brought to you by.
By AmericaCitizenPress.com and Dr. Julie McCallan and Denver Cenogenetics. Holy cow, well, a lot to talk about today. And I think we're going to mostly open lines. No guests today, only a little bit of video to play. So anyone who wants to comment, feel free if you're on Zoom to go ahead and join us in the chat section. Or if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And if you're listening and you want to join us on Zoom, a couple things. I always post on our Facebook page about an hour before the show, the Zoom link. But if you're listening now and you're like, well, I don't know what the Zoom link is, Julie. It's all you do is you go to zoom.us and then the show meeting number is always the same and there's no password. It's just 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. So it happened.
It happened. So we now have a free speech zone in Twitter. At least that's what Elon Musk says he's going to do.
That's right. It was interesting. So we've been talking about this forever. Well, actually, about 10, 12 days, I think, is when he actually made the offer. A little while ago, Elon Musk, richest man in the world, announced that he had bought like 9.2% of the shares of Twitter, which freaked everybody out, and then said, and now I want to buy the company. The Twitter people, so much has come out, so we'll go over it and then get your thoughts on it. So the Twitter world freaked, right? I mean, they're like, oh, you know, it's like, you conservatives, no, we just got rid of misinformation and the president. And Congress people and things like that. But they're all good and pure. So it's like, what are they freaking out about? But they freaked. Then the Twitter board adopted, I guess, a poison pill thing that was essentially an attempt to fight back at Elon Musk's offer. He offered $54.20 per share, which was more than it was trading at the time. And the board freaked out, tried to stop it. And then it was revealed that actually the board, which is all composed of left-wing progressive idiots, right? But rich, well, not really rich ones, but powerful ones, only owned 77 shares. There's like 10 of them, right? Between them all. So they only owned like $2,700 total of the shares of Twitter. And Elon Musk is like, dudes, I'm offering you so much money. It is legally irresponsible. The shareholders can sue you for that. And so over the weekend, late yesterday, it broke that Musk's people were talking with the Twitter people and that they had reached a deal.
And they're talking to hedge funds and other people who owns a lot of shares who would be more than happy to sue the board.
Right, exactly. And so Elon Musk essentially $44 billion, the deal was done and they announced an agreement today. What's interesting, the conservative treehouse guy pointed this out, and he's so smart on things. If you don't look at that website, I really recommend it, theconservativetreehouse.com. He said, why today? Well, he said on Thursday, Twitter was supposed to release its first quarter earnings, okay? Which was, Twitter was trading today at like $48 a share. It's been up since Elon Musk made his offer. But like the conservative treehouse guy pointed out, Twitter has been actually losing money. The shares may go up and down, but Twitter, the company, is losing money, and for reasons that we can get into later because it's kind of complicated. He said the whole Twitter business model is reliant essentially on government subsidies, government databases, not databases, but platforms, and says it can't make money. It's doomed to not be able to make money. And so the conservative treehouse guy was saying it was widely anticipated that the first quarter earnings to be released Thursday would suck, which would make it then the $54.20 offer seem really good. And it was so good that the board would then probably be, it was not a legally manageable state that they could stay in, right? So that's why today. So here's my take on it. Well, I don't know what Elon Musk is going to do. I've been around long enough and have been in enough relationships in my life to realize that things can sometimes
Men lie.
And people can tell you something at the beginning. And then when it all comes out, you could be somewhat disappointed. But right now, I don't care. I have no idea what Elon Musk is ultimately going to do with Twitter. But I just think it is so fun watching the liberal heads explode today. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. They're all going to leave Twitter. And blah, blah, blah.
They're going to flee to Canada.
And I think I've been reading some of the conservative people saying, oh, well, maybe you could start your own social media platform, because that's what they always told us. Right. So too bad. So sad.
Sandra wants to know, it'll be interesting to see if Trump returns. Trump has said he will not return. And that's because he set up his own one, which is finally getting started. Now, I mean, it's really bad timing for the Getter Trump social network.
No, True Social, not True Getter. Social. Okay, well, social. I mean, I have two thoughts on that. So Trump has. So I've got good news too. I want to tell everybody this because we're on True Social is up. So Trump launched his own, well, the Trump companies formed a company and launched his own social media platform, Truth Social, combined with Rumble, which is sort of like a YouTube, only it's a free speech YouTube, not a censoring YouTube. They were doing what they call the beta test, trying to get it off the ground, which is incredibly technologically complicated.
Challenging.
And you know, we were there, like, you know, we were 212,000th on the waiting list, right? Then all of a sudden, Sunday, they announced that they had reached a deal with Rumble, expanded the partnership, and I don't understand any of this, but we're going to use Rumble's platform, and all of a sudden, boom, all of the backlog was cleared. And so we are now up on Truth Social. We've been posting. So it's a little tricky. If you guys are listening and you're not familiar, True Social, you can't do it on a laptop. You have to do it. You have to go to the Apple Store and download the free app. It's called True Social. You can just download the app.
And you can apparently do it on an Android phone.
I think they're working on that. There's some issues there. So you can, but anyway, so go to truesocial.com and then you can just search. We are at little at sign Chuck and Julie. Oh, go figure what a name. I would love to have you follow us on Truth Social, because we'd like to build a platform there. And I don't know, you know, the Elon Musk deal, it's not totally a done deal. We'll have to see what the evil empire does to fight it, right? You know, the Biden administration, all of the bureaucrats in DC, that it's got to be cleared by the Securities and Exchange Commission, right?
That corrupt organization.
Right. They've got to do all kinds of other stuff. They actually have to write the checks. There is... I wouldn't say a lot that can go wrong, but there are some things that can go wrong.
Do they publish the first quarter results?
No, that was going to come out on Thursday.
So they said, hey, we don't.
So they said, well, they said they're not going to now because it's moot, right?
Why is it moot?
I don't understand. I think they don't have to if they've been sold, because they went from being a publicly traded company. Elon Musk is taking them private. Apparently what they've done at Twitter is they have locked everything the source code, whatever that is, but to prevent employees from going in there and messing around with stuff. So
I think there are going to be some job availabilities for conservative techies over at
right. So this is from Sandra, but the wait list is forever. And as for Rumble, there is the new Rumble instead of Rumble TV, and it is much better than Rumble TV. Sandra, if you haven't gone on Truth Social, it's my understanding that all of the backlog, the wait list is gone, that you can now get on. I'm not sure if you had to have already been on the wait list, but I think it just went like, you know, that wasn't the correct, you know,
technical term.
But I think anybody who's been on the wait list should be on True Social now. And if you want to get on True Social, you can. Hey, and let me tell people here too, as we get on it, because I want to support that platform, feel free to put in the chat thing what your, you know, Twitter or a True Social account is and your tag, and we'll help promote you. We'd love to have you follow us. So you just go to Truth Social, the app on your phone, and it's at Chuck and Julie. So Sandra, if you have a username and a password, give it a shot, because I bet you're up there. And then if you try it, let us know. This is from Leo. From a software engineering standpoint, all these platforms have been poorly implemented. Well, Leo, I'll go into real quickly. I don't know if you understand all this stuff, maybe you could comment. So the guy at the Conservative Treehouse says that Twitter Is not so much content driven, it's user engagement driven. And that is apparently an incredibly expensive software engineering kind of platform. And the Conservative Treehouse guy says that's why they can't make money. It costs them so much to deal with all the user engagement.
Well, every
they
time
can't
they
sell
add,
enough advertising.
Once they add somebody, it just adds exponentially to their costs,
right,
and very little to their ad revenue. And their ad revenue is seemingly pretty small, so it's
compared to their costs.
So it's not clear how you can make money by doing this, but maybe if you control the world, you can just force it.
And his point is he believes that what they're doing essentially is they have a secret agreement with the U.S. government, and they're sort of piggybacking on U.S. government. I don't know what the right word would be, but the technical platform. So they're using government platforms, and the government has cut them a deal. In other words, let us control the world and we'll see you. So
CIA.
The CIA, exactly. Well, I mean, they did that. Facebook, YouTube, Google, Twitter all announced earlier that they had worked out an agreement with the government to help keep an eye on disinformation and misinformation.
Yeah.
Okay. And Leo says that's a business model, not tech design. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm hopeful. I mean, Elon Musk seems to know a thing or two about tech design. He has said one of the biggest things he wants to do is get rid of the bots. And here's how that all works. I mean, we fell victim to that when we got fired at KNUS.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Nicholas Sandman case. Remember, he was a kid that was harassed and, you know, sued CNN.
Trip to Washington, sat there with his red hat while a Native American came up to him banging on his drum, and they said he was disrespecting Native American, and all the world came
and he was a white
shoulders.
Supremacist and stuff like that. And that all started on Twitter. And a congressional investigation revealed that the original, because this is how they work, the original tweet, okay, was not from a real person at all. It was from a fake account. It was then retweeted by multiple other fake accounts and retweeted and retweeted and retweeted by fake accounts. And those are called bots. And what they are, it's companies, I think, like Media Matters, progressive organizations fund. So there'd be like one guy sitting in his basement who has literally hundreds of fake accounts. And so when they want to push.
Thousands.
Yeah. And then there are thousands of them. So when they want to push something, right, they tweet it first on one of the fake accounts, then the other fake account follows it, retweets it, and before and within a matter of hours.
And they can overwhelm a email account or a Salem and just indulge with demanding that the racist Chuck and Julio show.
You're right.
Be canceled, and they particularly hated that Julio guy.
And it's not, but that's something that they use very effectively to put something out there that they want to get out there, and that's what they did in the Nicholas Sandman case. Because think of it, I mean, who was there who would have known this was going on, who would have even understood it, right? And as it turned out, you just had somebody captured, or they put a fake account, fake Twitter accounts, and they just blasted all over the internet. And they don't allow conservative organizations to do that, because they ban it, right? If you try to talk about Hunter Biden laptop, if you try to go against the narrative on COVID, they just suspend your account. If you're Trump and you try to talk about it, they just ban you from Twitter. Alex Berenson is still banned from Twitter. So one of the things that Elon Musk wants to
What happened? We've been banned
from Twitter. I don't think we reach high enough. I'll say this, we get regularly though what they call shadow ban. So they don't suspend our account, but what they'll do, if I put something in about the election, or if I put something in about COVID in the tweet, you get like no comments. I think they just don't show it to people. And you see some of the big people, conservative people on Twitter, say that happens to them all the time. They'll post something, and where normally they'd get like hundreds or dozens of engagements or likes or something like that, they get like none. And so that's what Twitter does. Facebook does the same thing. When we first started out, we would be on like Facebook would put us on like, up to 1,000 views, right? They were putting it on people's homepages and things like that. Now, maybe 16, unless I pay them, right? If I pay them, then then they'll put it on maybe 200.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And that's how they control it, right? And we can see, I think, how important it is to the left to control the narrative through social media by the amount that they're screaming.
Oh, they're going, well, this is Hillary. And she's talking about this Digital Services Act, which is
Hillary Clinton.
Way to censor everything over in the EU. For far too long, tech platforms have amplified disinformation and extremism, i.e. Trump and anything else, with no accountability. The EU is supposed is poised to do something about it. I urge our transatlantic allies to push the Digital Service Act across the finish line, bolster global democracy before it's too late. Yes, you must have that.
Here's, and that's why this is so important. You know what they're pushing for, I think, is total government control.
Right.
And so it's great. And so I think they've had sort of limited government control, because I think that Facebook, Google, YouTube, Amazon, Twitter, they all are in and openly in cahoots with the government, pushing the deep state narrative and the Democrat narrative out there. Anything that goes against that is censored and banned. So it makes it very hard to get the message out. And so to a certain extent, they are government control, but I think it's crucial. Elon Musk is taking it private. So he can do a lot of things there that he probably could not do if the company was being traded publicly, right?
I assume, but I'm not really sure what those would be. But it is fantastic to just to hear them and all their caterwauling. And their demands for saving our democracy by censoring speech.
Well, I know, and that's what they actually say. Well, how can you advocate for free speech that destroys the democracy? Want to play something, because it is kind of funny. Elon Musk, who makes electric vehicles, you know, was a savior. The conservative mama, if you don't follow her on Twitter or True Social or wherever, it's conservative mama. She's funny. It's Rachel Robert Blaha's daughter down in Colorado Springs. But if we could please, but she does a little thing here where she portrays how the left thought of Elon Musk before he was going to buy Twitter, and now how they think of him today. Yeah, so if we could please play the Elon Musk soundbite, TJ.
That's my new Tesla. She's a beauty, real beauty. Best looking electric car out there. I mean, honestly, that Elon Musk, he's remarkable, really a remarkable, remarkable guy. I mean, let's save the planet, right? Let's save the planet. Well, are you guys seeing this? Did you guys see what just happened? Elon Musk just successfully relanded a rocket. This is historic. This is unbelievable. This is incredible. This guy's like a real life Iron Man. Yeah, Vladimir Putin is evil. He is an evil person. But did you see what Elon Musk did? Yeah. He helped send Starlink satellites over Ukraine so that the people in Ukraine could get internet. He's just such a good guy. I don't think we need to talk about Elon Musk, really. I mean, there's other topics of conversation we can have. I mean, the guy is advocating for free speech. Free speech! That is going to ruin our democracy. Ruin it!
I hate Elon Musk.
I mean, there's normal hate, and then there's Elon Musk hate. I just think that there's other topics of conversation we can have. Okay.
And that's a conservative mama there at Twitter. There's some other organization too. Somebody was tweeting that somebody like ABC News or somebody like that is now launching their documentary investigation into Elon Musk.
Of course.
I mean, it's like, but you know, I think it's got to be fun being the richest man in the world and being kind of your own person, so to speak, right? I mean, and he's kind of quirky anyway. I don't get the impression that Elon Musk cares, right, about an ABC documentary about him. It's like, you know, I mean, he's probably
but if he can control Twitter, then he can go after ABC and destroy them.
exactly. So I think that's good news. And let's just recap, because it's almost giddy these days. So Netflix crashing and burning. All I do, and because I canceled my Netflix, right? They're so woke. All I do anymore is get emails. Not all I do, but I get emails every day. Emails from Netflix saying, hey, come back. We've got some great stuff there for you. Give us a chance. We have not talked to your kids enough about transgenderism, and we haven't sexualized them enough, and shown you enough pregnant men. So you need to come back. So Netflix collapsed, CNN gone. Although thank
CNN
God,
plus,
CNN yeah, CNN plus. Plus. Although thank God, Chris Wallace says he's going to be okay.
Is he going to be okay?
He's going to be okay. He says.
You sure?
Not okay. Sure. Well, okay. He didn't say how he was going to be okay where he was going to be okay.
I mean, he's 74, got nothing to do. He's not going to be okay.
He's got a contract,
but they probably said as long as CNN plus exists, we'll pay you. But
Meanwhile, more and more information is coming out with the discovery people coming in about how CNN anchors, main talent, producers, Zucker were in cahoots with the Democrat Party and the degrees. I mean, it's so on that saying that's only going to get worse. So we've got that. What else has happened? We've got Elon Musk buying Twitter. Hooray. It's just a lot of good news. The Truth Social is up and running. And I think that's going to be a force because, again, I think it's going to take months from what I understand with the Twitter deal for that to actually go through and come to fruition. And then if you're Elon Musk, how do you weed through, I mean, the algorithms, you've got, you know, the workforce is entrenched in these liberal ideas, right? I mean, they all say, oh, we're all going to quit. It's like, we'll see if they quit or not.
Please do.
Oh,
that really hurt everyone. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, because it's not like there aren't any tech people out there who need work.
They'll work from home anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's going to take a while. So, you know, we were talking, you were saying, is the Truth Social too little too late? And I think not. And Trump has made it clear, at least for now, he says, I'm going to be on Truth Social. He says slowly this week, start tweeting. I just want to break it, basically, right? He's going to start posting there. And again, if anyone's just, because I see some people are just joining us, if you haven't been on Truth Social, you should be able to get up now. We were able to get up. We were
on the waiting list.
We were on 212,000 on the waiting list. And it was like, I clicked and there we were, and we could post stuff. It is not, I still say Twitter is good at what it does, right? Which is why it's the dominant force. Truth Social, you just start from scratch, right? You got to figure out who you're going to follow. You got to get people to follow you, all of that. But I know the people like a Dan Bongino, Katie Pavlich, Molly Hemingway, the people who are on it, some of these big time national reporters or journalists say that they're having tons of people follow them, basically that Twitter,
they were being shadow banned by
Twitter. Yeah. You know, and here's what you think of this. Some people are saying, you know, I was listening to some Fox talking head business analyst say that, well, you know, we do need to watch out for misinformation and things like that. Yeah. And I'm like, no, we don't. It's like, if you go on Twitter, I mean, people need to rely on their own critical thinking, right? If you see something posted anywhere, I would hope, I mean, even Revit 11 doesn't automatically believe it. Now, he'll believe things from the school playground, right? Like the other day he came home and he said, we're going to kill baby owls tomorrow at school and dissect them. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that they would have sent some kind of note.
That's the truth.
He did not believe me. I said, I'm pretty sure they're not going to make a bunch of fifth graders kill baby owls and then dissect
them. Slowly torture them.
Yeah, slowly. But instead they dissected baby owl pellets. But anyway, so don't be like the kids on the playground, right? And I don't think most people are. So to me,
it is a problem because, you know, before, if the medical authorities, our beloved medical health officials, told me that a cure or a remedy for COVID didn't work at all, you know, I had a tendency to believe them. Well, okay, yeah. I mean, and then you find out, well, gee, there are all these trials where ivermectin works tremendously well, along with some zinc and other ones. And they still, in Colorado, it's prohibited. People have died because these yo-yo health officials are lying.
Right.
So I don't know how you get through it, but it's almost impossible and everybody is a lie.
Yeah, you can have the debate and then make your own decision. Sandra, I'm seeing you. You said, you canceled Netflix after they put the Obamas on the board. Oh, that's right. That was another good thing. Spotify canceled the Obamas because they never actually did anything.
Well, that's what's right. The Obamas didn't do any work. We paid them $20 million. They did nothing.
What'd
you expect there the Obamas going to do? Have the Obamas worked their entire life?
No. And so, Sandra, you say you're on Truth Social. If you want to put, what are you? I'll follow you. If you follow me, because I want to give everybody, so people are on Truth Social, go ahead and let us know here over the next several days what you are. And I think we can all help promote each other because it can be tricky to try to build followers. So Sandra, if you want to go, unless you don't want us to follow you, you're like, no, I don't want Chuck and Julie following me. Go ahead and put who you are on Truth Social. Mm-hmm. So, Karen said, just saw this tweet. Karen, what's the tweet? Oh, all lives always matter. 12 minutes. Hey, Elon Musk, can you buy the police too? I'd like to be able to do my job again. That's pretty funny. I know. Well, and Karen, just weigh in. I mean, what's what I want to ask you guys? It's fun in the meantime having hope, and it's fun watching the liberal heads explode. I'm not so sure, you know, like I say, I've been burned in my life by men, not Chuck. You know, so it's hard. I'm not so sure what Elon Musk can do and is going to do.
But
he's saying there are things, and it's fun to watch the liberals melt down.
Well, Truth Social is going forward. So, you know, if he totally goes off, you know, then everybody can go, well, great.
I wouldn't be surprised to kind of see, I mean, Donald Trump, what he said is, I'm staying on Truth Social. It's my thing. It's my business. And that's where people are going to have to go to get me, which I think is fun, because then if you're like the Washington Post, you're going to have to join Truth Social now. And he said, but which I think is true. He says the competition's good. You know, it can't, you know, I'm glad he's doing it because he's a free speech guy and I like free speech guys. So it should be pretty good. And Karen, if you're on Truth Social too, everybody let us know who you are at Truth. Yeah, competition with a concept. Everybody let us know what you are on or who you are on Truth Social. Yeah.
And put it out there.
Well, do you want to talk about the Michigan race? More good news. Okay.
Well, you know, we had our assembly a few weeks back, not that long ago, 3 weeks, I think. And all the grassroots people won. Tina Peters, Ron Hanks, can't remember the rest, but
Dave Williams
won. He, not at that one, but at a separate
assembly.
One. And also at the local assemblies, Greg Lopez won. The awful people in the Republican Party, including the minority leader in the House, did not get top line.
Ken Buck. Just,
and Buck, the hideous Ken Buck, traitorous Ken Buck, lost to Bob Lewis. And we're going to get Bob Lewis on here. He sounds like a great guy. Mm-hmm. And so, but you'd watched. You know, 60% plus the people there cared about election integrity. 60% or over cared. And you can tell that from the vote for Tina Peters. So this, but ours has another election. You just get on the ballot, and you can also get on the ballot by petitioning on, which is paying people to pass a petition around across the state. It costs a lot of money, but if you have a lot of money, not a problem. Michigan held their assembly this past week, and they don't have any step two. They don't have anything where you can petition on. They don't have where unaffiliateds can nix whatever the Republicans actually want.
Right.
And there, Trump backed a attorney general candidate and a secretary of state candidate. Attorney general is running against the Speaker of the House in Michigan.
Established political candidate.
Yeah, with a lot of money from PACs and everything else. And they won. The grassroots won. Now they're on to the general election. Ours is, you know, the way that Democrats crook it with the help of Phil Anschutz and all the
rhinos.
But it was an amazing victory. And this is happening all across the country. Tennessee, they put in an obscure law, and all of a sudden you have to live in Tennessee 3 years before you can be a congressperson just to stop the Trump people. And down in Texas, you have these rhinos, and they're fighting tooth and nail for the left.
Right.
And, you know, the Dick Wadhams are everywhere. And it's just amazing. And, of course, they all said, oh, these crazies can't win. Only rhinos can win.
They said the same thing in Michigan, right? They're like, okay, so everybody has to unify behind the candidate that's elected here. And then it wasn't their candidate. They did exactly what the Colorado rhinos and establishment did. Said, oh my God, the party is doomed. Don't contribute to their campaigns. Literally, don't contribute to their campaigns, things like that. Here are a couple of things. So Sandra, everybody follow Sandra on Truth Social. She's Goldilocks. I like that. Okay, we'll follow you back. Sandra says she had friends at the assembly. We all need to unite now in the flipping establishment instead of complaining. I've had enough of their BS. And from Dr. Donda, has the quote investigation into the claims of quote fraud taking place at the state assembly been closed now? I'm not so sure it was ever actually opened. Yeah. I think
they had some hearings.
Oh, did they have some hearings? Okay. I think there are issues with the clickers. There were issues with other things. I think bottom line, it's one of those things where we won. So I'm happy.
Karen wants to know if you can Truth Social on your Mac. And
no. Okay. Let me explain. Yeah. So everybody, because I was even talking to my daughter who's tech savvy and she didn't. This is kind of funny. So it was interesting. So we had an astrology reading. She gave me an astrology reading for my birthday. And the astrologist said, not just in your life, Julie, but in the country and in the world in general, the whole 2022 is going to be a year of abrupt changes. And then I laughed and I told her, oh my God, Elon Musk just bought Twitter and Truth Social came up. So the way to get Truth Social right now, you have to have an iPhone. They're working on an Android app, but what you do is you get your phone, you go to a little app thing, and you can download the Truth Social app. And then once you go there, it's like anything else. You create a username and a password, and then boom, you're up and you can start posting. It works just like Twitter. They don't call it tweets, they call it truths. So you can like something, you can requote it, you can post something. Like I said, we're the little at sign at Chuck and Julie, but it uses hashtag the same thing. So again, as we go through the next couple of weeks, if people want to let us know who they are so we can help support each other. But yeah, it's not available yet on a Mac yet.
My friends in Assembly were not really happy with KBB and her group. Yeah. That's the difference between Colorado and Michigan and Wyoming and all the other places. The grassroots is able to elect a party chair that is grassroots friendly. Now, we've tried that. I mean, that's what Steve House is supposed to be, and he betrayed everybody. That is what KBB is supposed to be. Gessler was the establishment one with all the endorsements from all the rhinos. And then she quickly turned, and she's probably worse than Scott Gessler could have been. So we've got to figure out how to take the state party back.
Well, we are. We are.
Well, the key is get a candidate like.
We need a state party chair, like Anil.
But we're going to have somebody who can just run over without our spending a year and a half trying to get them elected just for them to crook the election.
Yeah.
So we need somebody.
With proven integrity and a track record.
Yeah, like Tina Peters, if she's not elected Secretary of State, I think would be great. And Anil is tremendous.
So we're going all over, guys, today. And that's okay, because there's so many things to talk about. A couple. So again, if you want to call, if you're listening, 888-627-6008. Leo is saying True Social doesn't have any web-based app either. Poorly thought out. Leo, this is my understanding of it, and it could be wrong, but I think, the problem is that so many of the platforms are owned by Amazon, basically. I mean, the Amazon cloud services or China, own like a ton. So if you want to put up a website, Mike Lindell has found all this out the hard way, right? If you want to put up a big, massive website, you have to find somebody who will not take you off. And I think that's really hard to do. So I think they wanted to go with the social media app first. I'm not sure that I would trust Apple necessarily. Remember what Apple did to Parler. But for whatever reason, they're on the Apple app right now. We'll see what happens. So I'm not so sure that it was poorly thought out. I just think, as the liberals are going to find out as they all flee Twitter, it is much harder to start a huge tech platform than you would think. And simply because of that, because they won't let you pay with it. Like Mike Lindell has found out, right? They won't let people who go on his website use certain bank accounts and things like that and credit cards.
It was interesting that Mike Lindell went up to Michigan last weekend to rally for these candidates. So he's going around the country and he's become a force for good. I really, really starting to love Mike Lindell.
Right.
I got slippers, and so I'm
all. Yeah, there you go. And this is Dr. Donna. I'm following while listening. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Donna. Let us know who you are then. I think this is why my Windows phone became obsolete. And then Leah was like, you design an app and you use programming tools. Okay, whoa, I don't even know about that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the problem are. They seem to at least solve it for the app. I agree with you. It is... Well, I go back and forth on this. I will say this. I know my daughter, her boyfriend, they're in their 30s, our 11-year-old, right? They don't use laptops. Like Jenny uses it for editing, right? I mean, not at all. I look at Twitter and post things on Twitter through my computer, right? But she orders food from the restaurant. She orders stuff from Amazon. They do everything on their phone, not their laptops. So I can see if you're a new company and you got to decide which am I going to go to first. I don't know. I would agree with you. I mean, if they had asked a poll, I would have said, I think you should put it on laptops. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why they didn't or if they're going to. But you can access Rumble.
Leo wants to know how the slippers are great. I wear them all the time.
He does wear them. They're very good.
You can wear them outside, around the yard.
We got them for sale at Christmas.
Yeah, that's
great. Well, back then to the Michigan race. So that's another happy thing about, right? You've got grassroots and other states basically taking over. And I go back to my theory. This is what the establishment doesn't understand. And this is what liberals don't understand. Donald Trump became a face and a voice and a leader for what people were already thinking and feeling. That's why people are like, why is Donald Trump supporting Dr. Oz, right? It's not this blind following. It is the movement. Donald Trump came along at the right time and became the head of it, but the movement still exists.
It's not my state, but I'm not for Dr. Oz and hope McCormick wins. I think, he's got to watch out because Sarah Palin had a great record for endorsing people. And then she started endorsing rhinos. And Dr. Oz, from what I can tell, is about as anti-grassroots as it gets. I think it was a poor choice.
But people don't understand. And again, you'll hear people like Dick Wadhams say, well, people don't want to talk about Donald Trump. It's like, they're not talking. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about Make America Great First principles. It's about caring about inflation. It's about caring what kind of stuff is going on in our schools. It's about all of these things that we all know what we're talking about in inflation. And they make the mistake by trying to focus everything on Trump. And that's great, because in the meantime, people come in and they vote for Tina Peters for Secretary of State, maybe not because they're going to try to overthrow the 2020 election, but because they can see, as more evidence comes out, what happened. There are a lot of issues with inaccurate voter rolls, with ballot harvesting, all kinds of things, right? And you can see that. So you're not voting to overthrow Joe Biden and reinstate Donald Trump necessarily. What you're voting for is somebody who believes in election integrity. And I think they keep missing that. Good, because that's allowing us to take over.
Well, therefore, every writer, every reporter feels obligated to show that they are a liberal hack by always not saying, you know, Trump's contested but alleged allegation. They always say they did it thoroughly debunked and untrue, and court cut it down. Bill Barr, and you know, all the way through. It's never just a straight reporter one. It's always, here's my bias, here's my prejudice. So you know you can't trust anything I'm
about to say.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, here's the thing too, though. Other good news, that the 2000 Mules, the Dinesh D'Souza and True the Vote documentary comes out, I think, next week.
Oh, boy.
And so there's more stuff coming out there. And again, this is the kind of stuff that we have to fight about. And I go back to, let them just keep talking about Donald Trump, because they're missing the point that it's not a bunch of people following like a cult, which is like they like to call it, a cult following Donald Trump, whatever he says and does. It's like, no, Donald Trump has said and done the things that we wanted him to say and do, that people were waiting for someone to say and do. And that's why they follow him. And that's the grassroots movement. And the more the left goes crazy, you know, I think the better it is. We can talk a little bit about our friend Jenna Ellis.
Jenna used to be on 710. She
was one of Trump's lawyers.
She became one of Trump's, she was a Neal's lawyer too.
Right.
You know, I didn't find, you know, she taught a undergraduate class on the Constitution, and I found her logic, reasoning, and understanding pretty weak. I mean,
well, naive. Really,
well, weak. Okay. You know, not well weak thought out. Uh-huh. Not read a lot of the constitutional cases, and her conclusions were always, you know, just sort of pathetic, to tell you the truth. And so now she's attacking Ron DeSantis and agreeing to work for Disney free.
Yeah. And she's getting trashed on social media. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Kurt Schlichter had a great column up in Red State. Oh, and here's, right. And this
town
is
hall,
town hall. Okay. Here's the thing. It's like, you know, so they're saying, well, our principals, our businesses should be able to have First Amendment rights. And it's like, well, they should be, but not when they trample on ours. So you've got Disney slamming transgenderism down our kids. You've got Disney grooming our kids and then turning around and blasting the rest of us. You've got Disney
saying they'll put all their money and time and effort across the country to do the same. And then they say, well, you can't touch our tax breaks in Florida, please.
Right. And then so Ron DeSantis says, fine, you want to do that? We'll remind you who runs Florida, not you, not Disney. So what Florida does is they vote, and Ron DeSantis signed it into law, essentially taking away all the special perks. So Disney became just like any other company in Florida, right? So that's not violating their free speech rights. And I'm sorry to all of these conservatives who said, well, we must let businesses do what they want. It's like, Have you noticed businesses are crushing us? Have you noticed that businesses are prohibiting us from using, you know, our credit cards and certain things? I mean, the time for saying, whoa, our principles matter. It's like, get a life, get a clue about what's going on in this country. I'm sorry I'm riled up, because it's like, this is war. And the left, so if we say, well, we shouldn't punish Disney.
Disney should be able to do whatever they want to us, and then we need to protect them, because if
Major League Baseball needs to pull out Atlanta because of the fake stories that were planted about the election, then we should just let them. They have a right to do that. It's like, okay, great, they have a right to do that, but then they don't get to have tax breaks. I mean, we need to, as we're conservatives,
well, they got their own government. They weren't taxed. They ran the count. They had an equivalent of a separate county within two other counties where they ran everything, the police, the fire. They didn't have to obey building codes. They didn't have to do environmental regulations. They didn't have to do anything. And they kind of go, oh, but now the taxpayers of Orlando. No, they're not. They're going to sock it to Disney to pay their fair share.
I know. How on earth, by making a company pay taxes like all of the other businesses and be part of the county, not being its own government, how is that going to hurt taxpayers? I would think that would benefit.
Well, they're going to have to impose taxes on Disney, which would be just fine.
Well, yeah. Go for it.
The trouble is Orange County and Oswego are Democratic counties, so they love taxes. So Disney will love them.
Well, and so people like Jenna Ellis, I guess I would say this. It's like, you know, if you want to be offering your services for free, there are a ton of people who are still behind bars since January 6th, over a year ago, who could probably use a little bit of legal help. If you want to stand up for First Amendment rights, maybe let's talk to those people and see if we can help them. And just to any concern, and you see those neocons, right? The legal, all the people like, oh, we can't, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, isn't even pretending anymore. They're openly supporting Democrats over Republicans, right? They haven't supported Republican ideals. So that's just the swamp, trash and garbage they keep throwing at us, just like we must unify. No matter who the candidate is, we have to unify behind it. And then it turns out to be one of the grassroots candidates, and then they trash that person, right? So yeah, these I don't know what you would call them, these so-called principled conservatives. It's like, you know, forget the principles are about making America great again. The principles are about letting us buy gasoline at a price that doesn't break our country. I was reading some editorial. It was like, you know, the world relies too much on wheat and corn. It was like, what?
Oh, okay.
So what are we supposed to rely on? And she said, it was this person. And this was actually, was it in the Denver Post? They were saying, we need to eat more fruits and berries. I'm like, what? Okay. So if the world quits doing grain, and then we have to feed the world fruits and berries, what will essentially happened to the fruit and berry industry is the same thing that happened to the wheat industry. And it's like, there are a lot of poor nations there and people who rely on, you know, wheat and corn and bread and minor details like that, who maybe don't even want to eat fruit and grain. But that's a typical thing. It's like, we are so much smarter than you. We have so many principles that you need to follow our principles. And I'm sorry, Jenna Ellis and all of the other Republicans, well, so-called Republicans, who are like, oh no, Disney has a right to say that. It's like, you know, actually they do, but then they have to pay the price for it.
They don't get to be their own government.
Right. Yeah. They can. And that's the thing. She's not saying DeSantis isn't saying.
Well, maybe she needs followers for her Salem sponsored podcast. I don't know.
But it's just, again, we have to fight. And I think the grassroots are fighting and we're seeing it make a difference, guys. Like I said, Netflix is down, CNN Plus trash, Spotify cancels the Obamas, Elon Musk buys Twitter, Donald Trump's Truth Social finally gets up and is running and working. You know, the 2000 Mules documentary comes out next week. Grassroots went in Colorado. They won in Michigan. I mean, and they were already winning in other places, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real battle. And, you know, you're amazed by how many Republicans really are just Bushies. And there's nothing uglier than a Bushy. It's an amazing stuff. And if they all want to go to the Democratic Party, their problem is the Democratic doesn't like them.
Right.
And will attack them and eat them alive.
Right, right.
Kind of like the movie Don't Look Up. I mean, those bronchotauruses, whoever they were.
Here's some of the comments here now, too. This is from Dr. Donnie. Even with the food plants burning, we still have, 35,000 left? Yeah. And from Sandra, oh, by the way, I really liked your interview with the Glendale Chronicle's new columnist, Ash. Yeah, we'll have her on again for sure, Sandra. She was great. Dr. Donna says she canceled Netflix. They continue to send emails wanting me back. I feel like I'm being courted. Exactly, Dr. Donna. That's whatever. They're like, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, no, you still have nothing on. And then from Charlene, Musk bought Twitter today. Oh, so sorry. You can't take that away from me. Charlene, yeah, you just joined. We were talking about that. I'm not sure what he's going to do with it again, but I'm happy to see all the liberal heads exploding. And he certainly couldn't be any worse. And even if he does nothing other than get rid of all the bots that they use to trash people and destroy people, the fake accounts that are paid for by progressive organizations, that would be a giant step. And again, Charlene, we're on Truth Social. So everybody needs to go to Truth Social, download the app onto your phone. It's free, and follow us at Chuck and Julie, and let us know who you are too. And we'll let people know about that.
No, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. On the not so good side, there's an election in France, and Marie Le Pen Did not do well. She got a little over 40% of the vote.
I thought she did better than they thought she was going to do.
No, they thought she was going to take 43, 44. They didn't think she was going to win. Nobody thought she was going to win, but she did even worse. But, you know, that's that, you know, it, he had a 36% approval rating. But the left hates him and the right hates him. And that's enough for him to kind of 5 more years of his idiocy. First thing he did was go to Germany, you know, where it really controls everything.
Well, yeah, and they're going to say, oh, let's not buy any more wheat and corn from Russia. It's like, okay, what are we going to eat then? Well, and did you see what was kind of funny is Biden, who apparently did not, last time around, Obama put out a video saying everybody vote for Macron, and Obama did not do that. And so when Obama said, he even said this, he said he called to congratulate him, but he was busy.
Yeah.
So,
so
he didn't take his phone call.
I mean, Biden can't get anybody to call him.
Saudi Arabia, I'm busy.
The president of the United States, tell him to take a message. Get out of here.
Yeah. And then he didn't call him back. He's like, I expect him to call me. But Zelensky, he talked to Zelensky. Zelensky said, just got off the phone with Macron. So, and meanwhile, you got to wonder, somebody want to comment there, or somebody?
Oh yeah, Julie. I just wanted to comment earlier. I just tuned in, but I'm so thrilled about Musk buying Twitter. I mean, I'm so happy. I don't care what Jenna Ellis does today. You can't take that happiness away from
me. Exactly.
Because I, already on Twitter, there's some. I've got. I tweeted something. I got so many retweets on it. I said, I love the sound of bots leaving Twitter, announcing ceremoniously they're leaving Twitter before they get scrapped by Leon
Musk. Right.
And you know, the headline's going to be in about a week, 10 million leave Twitter because of Elon. Really, 10 million bots that he got rid of that left before he could scrap them.
Exactly.
But, you know, the thing about, I'm disappointed in Jenna Ellis because she's on the right side of things, right. But it's, I mean, the thing is, Disney can still operate. They just don't get special tax breaks. Right. It's not like trying to tell Disney they
don't get to be their own government.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not like they're not telling what they can or can't say. And I think, you know, it all kind of ties together because we've had all these companies. We've had Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Disney, Major League Baseball, airlines,
NBA, NFL,
constantly telling the rest of us how we have to think and that we're wrong and we're so racist and so whateverist that we can't even post comments on social media. And all of a sudden they're getting a taste of their own medicine and they can't handle it. They freak out. They're melting.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, that just shows that we're winning. Because if you look at the graph, Disney, I mean, they've lost 1/3 of their value in stock. It was like 360 announced, were 240 and announced 120. But, and it's just went, you know, off the cliff. And so people, you know, they're making all excuses for why that happened because of, they have multiple, I mean, you know, because of the economy and stuff like that. Netflix is crashing because people are using multiple passwords, for multiple families. But the bottom line is there's alternatives and we don't even have to complain about their demise. It's just like, oh, look what we found over here. We found PureFlex.
Yeah.
We found Paramount,
Universal.
You know, I've been watching...
Go the way of the dodo bird. I mean, it's a free country. If we don't want to support you, we don't have to. And
right.
And, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when you look at Disney Plus, because I've been watching, because until Yellowstone comes out, I was watching some Disney Plus stuff because I got it free with my latest cell phone deal. You wouldn't think. So I was watching The Eternals, right? And all of a sudden I had to turn it off because Rev is sitting there watching it with me. And all of a sudden I realize that they're going to go into essentially a sexual scene with two men. Now they don't have the same kind of sexual scene with a woman and a man, but I'm like, what the heck? Disney Plus, it's a Disney Marvel show, right? And first of all, it was stupid. It was horribly done anyway, but it's like, if you're a parent, so I think you're right, Charlene, I mean, people are turning away because you don't want to watch that. I don't want this.
They're just insidiously normalizing perversion. You know, they're just doing it incrementally and insidiously to where you don't know what's hit you, but all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. One of every three people are transgender, of course, because that's the way they present it to you. And so, you know, I don't even want to give them any energy. I want to give all the alternatives energy. And, you know, someone told me, well, buy the dip on Disney. I'm like, no, why would I buy into that beast? You know, I'll buy PureFlex, you know.
Yeah, so. No, exactly. And again, and yeah, Twitter, it's going to be fun. And I think you're absolutely right. They're going to try to portray it as millions leave Twitter, like good riddance, don't let the door hit you. Oh. But it's all going to be the fake accounts anyway. So.
Exactly. And you know, Matt Dunn has been tweeting. It's a really a good way to think about it. The process seems to be similar with the ballot bot accounts. You know, it's how you can generate, make people think a lot of people are voting someone because it's a bot account managers, like Twitter. Account managers, ballot account managers, you know, it's the same process. And if people could get their mind around that concept, they could understand all the electronic voting and how the corruption takes place. Anyway, I hope y'all can get someone to explain that sometime, because that's kind of hard to get your head around. But anyway, I just am so happy today. Thank y'all for telling us the truth about stuff.
All right. So, you know, I was happy too. I'm like, it was springtime. I got my yard fixed. I'm like, this is a great day. I mean, my brakes are finally fixed after like a year or so.
You know, they did the French election, all paper ballots. They didn't have to wait to midnight in all of France. They had polls that told you exactly what it's going to be. So the KBB, oh no, we can't count a few hundred votes up. Oh, that's beyond our.
That's so lame. So lame. And I'm sorry for Colorado. I hope that, you know, the good people can get in there, but I don't know. They're just so,
We're trying, Charlene. We're not giving up either. And we're winning. Like you said,
we're winning.
And we're not tired of winning.
We're the winning party, okay? Yes.
There you go. The winning caucus.
The winning caucus.
The winning caucus. All right. Thank you, Charlene.
Hey, and that's it. That's it for us. Time is up, but we appreciate everybody. And we'll have a great show on Wednesday, guests and all lots of fun.
That's right. ChuckandJulie.com is where you can get links to all of the show. We're up on Rumble. And again, you know, let's help everybody promote Truth Social. Go to Truth Social. We're at Chuck and Julie. And we'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Take care.